Campus FM jippreżenta Ħsejjes Mużikali, program dwar l-istorja tal-mużika elettronika. Kidma, produzzjoni u prezentazzjoni ta' Silvio Camilloni.
Nagħti merħba lilkom is-semmija ta' Campus FM u nittama li tibqgħu miegħi għal din is-sija waqt programm ieħor mis-sensiela Ħsejjes Mużikali. Program li jitratta l-iżvilupp tal-mużika elettronika tul is-snin. Illum ser nisimgħu mużika li toħodna mis-snin 80 sas-seklu 21. Baċċen partikolari fuq ix-xogħlijiet ta' Steve Reich. Steve Reich twilet fl-1936 u beda jistudja l-pjanu ta' età żgħira, imma qalb għall-istudji tal-perkussjoni ta' 14-il sena. Huwa qal: "My drumming studies were undoubtedly one of my most important early musical influences. The combination of tastes for Stravinsky, Bach, and jazz, coupled with my early training as a drummer, has persisted as a basic musical outlook in my compositions ever since." Ix-xogħlijiet ta' Steve Reich influenzaw ħafna mużiċisti, kemm klassiċi u anke tal-mużika popolari. Il-karatteristiċi tal-mużika tiegħu huma repetizzjonijiet kontinwi ta' melodiji qosra, illi varjaw waħda kontra l-oħra. Steve Reich kien wieħed mill-ewwel kompożituri Amerikani li beda jikteb mużika minimalista, li ġieli tissejjaħ ukoll phase music jew pulse music. Fit-teknika tal-phasing, mużiċist jew mużiċisti mill-grupp jesegwu l-mużika b'ritmu aktar maġġel mill-oħrajn, u dan jagħmel l-interpretazzjoni aktar komplikata imma il-ħoss aktar interessanti biex tisimgħu. Għalkemm illum il-ġurnata lil Steve Reich ma nassoċjawx direttament mal-mużika elettronika, huwa kiteb numru ta' xogħlijiet li jinvolvu l-elettronika, strumenti elettriċi u siltiet rekordjati fuq tape li jakkumpanjaw lill-mużiċisti. L-ewwel xogħol ta' Steve Reich li ser nisimgħu silta minnu huwa Different Trains tal-1988 li ġi rekordjata l-ewwel darba mill-Kronos Quartet. Dan huwa xogħol bi tliet movimenti fejn il-kompożitur jevoka tliet postijiet differenti li għandhom x'jaqsmu ma' stazzjonijiet tal-ferrovija u vjaġġar fi żmien it-tieni l-gwerra. Hawnhekk strumenti tal-korda jiġu akkumpanjati b'vuċijiet rekordjati li qed jesprimu ħsibijiet dwar żmien il-gwerra. F'xi momenti l-istrumenti għandhom partitura fejn bħal jimitaw ħsejjes tal-ferroviji u r-ritmi huma ċertament alluzjoni għall-inġenji mekkanizzati. Nisimgħu l-ewwel moviment minn Different Trains ta' Steve Reich intitolat America Before the War.
Fastest train. 1940
Smajna l-ewwel moviment ta' Different Trains ta' Steve Reich intitolat America Before the War. Hawnhekk tajjeb li nirreferu għal konnessjoni interessanti bejn it-teknika tal-phasing ta' Steve Reich u l-elettronika. Dan għaliex il-kompożitur beda jesplora din it-teknika meta beda jesperimenta b'tape recorders differenti li ma kinux sinkronizzati sewwa flimkien. L-istess bħal meta fit-teknika tal-phasing, mużiċist partikolari idoq b'ritmu differenti minn tal-oħrajn. Hawnhekk Reich kiteb xogħlijiet bħal Come Out u It's Gonna Rain li imorru lura għas snin 60. Huwa reġa' uża din it-teknika fix-xogħol Violin Phase tal-1967 fejn din id-darba l-impreċiżjoni biex insejħulha hekk applika għal strumenti akustiċi. Ix-xogħol ta' Steve Reich li ser nisimgħu issa huwa Electric Counterpoint tal-1987 li ġie rrekordjat fost l-oħrajn mill-kitarrist jazz Pat Metheny. Dan ix-xogħol jista' jiġi segwit jew minn kitarrist solist akkumpanjat minn tape fejn insibu l-parti għal 14 il-kitarrist ieħor jew inkella għal grupp ta' kitarristi li jdoqqu kollha flimkien. Dan ix-xogħol ħalla influenza fuq diversi mużiċisti popolari xi drabi bi gruppi bħal The Orb jużaw siltiet minn dan ix-xogħol fil-mużika tagħhom. Nisimgħu għalhekk il-ftuħ ta' Electric Counterpoint ta' Steve Reich eseguit mill-kitarrist Daniel Ward. Thank you. Smajna il-ftuħ ta' Electric Counterpoint ta' Steve Reich eseguit mill-kitarrist Daniel Ward. Dan huwa Campus FM li xandar fuq frekwenza ta' 103.7 infakarkom li qed tisimgħu il-programm Ħsejjes Mużikali fejn nisimgħu kompożizzjonijiet elettroniċi jiena Silvio Camilleri wara l-mikrofonu. Illum qed nisimgħu mużika li toħodna mis-snin 80 sas-seklu 21. Il-kompożitur li miss huwa Amerikan ukoll. John Appleton imwieled f'Hollywood fl-1939. Għal xi żmien Appleton mexxa kors fil-mużika elettroakustika f'New Hampshire. Dawn l-istudji huma kombinazzjoni ta' mużika, computers u inġinerija. Huwa għallem il-mużika f'diversi bliet fosthom fi-Stokkolma u f'Mosca. Il-mużika ta' John Appleton imbidlet tul iż-żmien, hekk kif fis-snin 80 huwa beda jikkomponi mużika fuq computers ukoll. Hawnhekk tajjeb li nisimgħu il-kommenti tal-kompożitur stess fejn ser jitkellem dwar l-interess bikri tiegħu fl-elettronika, kif aktar tard reġa' resaq ukoll lejn il-mużika strumentali u kif jippjana kompożizzjoni elettronika.
I didn't write my first piece of electronic music until 1963, and there was really no examples for me to follow. So I began doing that partly because I was particularly interested in sound and the idea that you could make music out of sounds and found sound objects and even other kinds of musics. So that's what led me in the beginning to work very strongly, a positive reason for doing electronic music. There was a negative reason also, and that was that in that generation, if you did not write 12-tone music, you were not considered a composer. I had a teacher at Berkeley, California, who said to me when I showed him a piece of my tonal music, he said, "We don't write music like that anymore." And I didn't know who this we was, but I knew that in order to succeed as a composer, I had to do something that was considered avant-garde. And I didn't like doing 12-tone or serial music, instrumental music, although I wrote several pieces in that style while a graduate student. But I found that electronic music and the kind that I was making was indeed considered avant-garde for the time. And so I was able to make a career as a composer doing something I loved. I know a lot of composers that dropped out because they never were able to find a kind of music that they loved composing that was acceptable in the, I would say, more academic and concert world. Things changed in the late 60s in a way that everything was very open, and so electronic music was open even to a wider audience, and so my first recordings were put out by a major record label, Flying Dutchman, because they thought people were interested in alternative music. In the late 90s then, I mean the early 90s, although I had always composed instrumental music of a rather, I would say, sort of Debussy, I don't know, Russian Debussy kind of music. I never showed it to anyone. Hardly anyone knew that I did that until I received the opportunity to do some children's operas in France. And then I met this group of Russian composers, primarily starting with Yulia Turkina, in Moscow, where oddly enough I'd gone to teach electronic music and still do, but these were traditional conservatory musicians and they loved playing the instrumental music that I wrote. And so starting with the late 90s until today, I would say I mostly write instrumental music, violin and piano sonatas, concerti, and choral music and chamber music of all kinds. And it's played only in Russia, but to very good audiences, and that makes me really happy. But I'd say in the United States, nobody really knows that I do that kind of music. I've still done some electronic music as recently as about a year and a half ago, but that's about it. I don't do too much of it anymore. Finally, I don't think that I possess much originality in my instrumental music. I think it's just very beautiful. It pleases me to write it, and it pleases me to hear it. I think when I began doing electronic music, it was very original. I was doing something nobody else had done. But I don't feel that today I can put myself in that place and do something so dramatically original. I think that's something that often only young people can do who have a fresh view of the universe or of the musical universe. I guess, thinking about it, there were no traditions. And there was such maximum freedom, so I thought, well, what if you try this, or try this, or recording voices over the telephone, or going outside and getting sounds, or mixing up sounds, or cutting them up, and taking the voice of one thing and connecting it with a sound of a door moving in another direction. You could try anything, and the trick was, and I remember exactly how I composed electronic music then and even today. And that was, I'll start with an idea, and this is whether it's using concrete material or it's using electronically or computer-generated material. Start with a very simple idea. Anybody can start with any kind of idea. Important thing, it doesn't matter where you start. You take an idea, and then you say, okay, what should come next? And then you would develop different ideas, and I would store them on reels of tape with all these different permutations and ideas. And then at a certain point, I say, that's the end. I'm not developing any new material. My job is now to take the material that I have and to shape it into something interesting. So I start with an idea, and I say, okay, what among this could go next? And how could I get from point A to point B? By fading in, by cutting sharply, by introducing a third sound that sort of bridges a gap, and it was just a technique that evolved from practice. And I had no rules to follow except the rules of what was interesting for me to hear.
B'dawk il-kummenti ta' John Appleton naddu biex nisimgħu xi mużika tiegħu. Is-silta li qed nagħżel hija Homenaje a Milanes tal-1987. Hawnhekk il-kompożitur jevoka l-kultura kubana, partikolarment il-mużiċist Pablo Milanes, li l-vuċi rekordjata tiegħu tiġi inkluża f'dan ix-xogħol. Il-komandante li ser nisimgħu referenzi għalih huwa Fidel Castro. Homenaje a Milanes ser tiġi segwita mill-kompożitur John Appleton fuq Sinclavier Digital Music System.
O morir sin amor, o morir sin amor, o morir sin amor, o morir sin amor, comandante sin amor, comandante sin amor, ¿qué puedo yo dejarte, comandante? ¿Qué puedo yo dejarte sin amor? ¿Qué puedo yo dejarte sin amor?
Comandante, comandante, comandante.
¿Qué puedo yo dejarte, comandante? Que no sea cambiar mi guitarra por tu suerte. En vano busco con mi guitarra tu dolor. En mi jardín ya todo es bello, no hay temor. ¿Qué puedo yo dejarte,
vano busco comandante, con mi guitarra tu dolor?
Que no sea cambiar mi guitarra por tu cuerpo. En vano busco con mi guitarra,
en vano busco mi guitarra,
con 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 mi guitarra,
en vano busco mi guitarra,
en vano busco con mi guitarra tu dolor.
En mi jardín ya todo es bello,
no hay temor,
no hay temor.
¿Qué puedo yo dejarte,
comandante? ¿Qué puedo yo dejarte, comandante? ¿Qué puedo yo dejarte, comandante? Que no sea cambiar mi guitarra por tu suerte, o negarle una canción al sol, o morir sin amor. ¿Qué puedo yo dejarte, o morir sin amor? ¿Qué puedo yo dejarte? Voy sin amor. ¿Qué puedo yo dejarte?
¿Qué puedo yo dejarte? Darle una canción al sol. ¿Qué puedo yo dejarte? Comandante. ¿Qué puedo yo dejarte? Darle una canción al sol. ¿Qué puedo yo dejarte, comandante?
Smajna ħomenaje għa Milanes ta' John Appleton, eseguita mill-kompożitur innifsu fuq sinklavier Digital Music System. L-istess kif għamilna fi programmi oħra ser namlu referenza għad-dinja tal-mużika aktar popolari, għal din il-ġimgħa qed nażel xogħol mix-xena jazz. Hawnhekk ħejjejt l-aħħar album tal-mibki Miles Davis intitolat Doobop li joħodna għall-1992. Ta' innovatur li kien lejn l-aħħar tal-karriera tiegħu, Miles Davis beda iħares ukoll lejn il-mużika hip-hop. Dawk li huma familjari mal-karriera ta' dan il-mużiċist jafu kif it-tessut tal-mużika tiegħu inbidel ma' żmien. Minn xogħlijiet għal numru żgħir ta' strumenti akustiċi ta' snin 50 għal mużika bi strumenti elettriċi ta' snin 70. U hawnhekk għandna l-aħħar evoluzzjoni ta' Miles Davis. sintendi il-ħoss tal-kurunetta tijaw baqet dejjem element konsistenti f'dawn ix-xogħlijiet, kif baqet konsistenti l-integrità u l-oriġinalità tal-mużika tijaw. Miles Davis riet li jagħmel album b'xogħlijiet li jirreferu għall-mużika li kien jisma' b'mod popolari fit-triqat. Sfortunatament ma laħaqx spiċċa dan l-album, u allura xi siltiet minnu inħolqu minn mużiċisti oħra li ħadmu b'mottivi li Miles Davis kien ġa rrekordja qabel. Is-silta li qed nagħżel hija The Doo-Wop Song, fejn fost l-oħrajn insibu referenza għal xi mottivi mill-kanzunetta Summer Madness tal-grupp Kool & The Gang u partijiet rap minn Rappin' Is Fundamental.
Just digging out to my side.
Smajna the doo-bop song ta' Miles Davis u Rappin' is Fundamental. Qed tisimgħu il-programm ħsejjes mużikali li jixxandar fuq Campus FM, frekwenza ta' 103.7 fejn qegħdin fil-kumpanija tiegħi Silvio Camilleri. Il-kompożitur li ser nisimgħu mużika tiegħu issa huwa Ragnar Grip, imwieled fi-Stokkolma fl-1951. Huwa studja l-violonċell u aktar tard studja wkoll il-mużikoloġija u l-elettroakustika. Grip ikkompona numru ta' xogħlijiet elettroakustiċi imma ikkompona wkoll xi balletz, kunċert għall-pjanu u anke mużika li intużat fis-sfond tal-films. Fost il-kummenti ta' Ragnar Grip dwar il-mużika tiegħu nistgħu nsemmu The Studio I Worked in Stockholm was the one where my interest had started for this type of music. But in the beginning of the 80s, I also bought a synclavier, a system that enabled me to work from home and then bring the system to the studio for the final mix. Music since 1981 has been composed to a large extent with the synclavier as sound source, while prior to that, the Bakla synthesizer was the mother to most sounds. Ix-xogħol ta' dan il-kompożitur li għandi mħejji hija r-Requiem tal-1995 fejn Grip resaq ftit aktar viċin il-pop billi kiteb xogħol pjuttost tal-widna għal-vuċi tas-sopran akkumpanjata minn synthesizers. Mir-Requiem ta' Ragnar Grip ser nisimgħu il-movimenti Confutatis Maledictis u Libera Me. Smajna il-movimenti Confutatis Maledictis u Libera Me mir-Requiem ta' Regner Grip. Fl-aħħar parti tal-programm ser induru lura għal mużika ta' Steve Reich din id-darba bix-xogħol Electric Guitar Phase tal-2001. Hawnhekk għandna l-istess melodija tax-xogħol Violin Phase li semmejna aktar kmieni, però din id-darba hija interpretata fuq kitarri elettriċi. Sintendi minħabba l-natura tal-istrument il-kontrapunt jinstema differenti ħafna, anke permezz ta' effetti ta' distorzjoni. Nisimgħu lelu ta' Electric Guitar Phase ta' Steve Rush. smajna l-eluq ta' Electric Guitar Phase ta' Steve Reich. Hawnhekk wasalna fit-tmiem ta' program tagħna għallum. Jekk tixtiequ tgħidulna xi kummenti dwar dawn il-programmi, napprezzaw jekk tagħmlu dan permezz tal-posta elettronika fuq l-indirizz campusfm@um.edu.mt. Infakkarkom ukoll li tistgħu terġgħu tisimgħu il-programmi ta' Campus FM billi titħlu fis-sit www.multiuniversitybroadcasting.com. Minnaħa tiegħi nixtieq nirringrazzja l-Sur Samuel Attart tal-għajnuna teknika u nħeġġiġkom tkunu miegħi fil-programm liemis fejn nisimgħu mużika elettronika mis-snin design u snin ta' wara. Nsellmilkom.
Smajtu ħsejjes mużikali. Programm kitba, produzzjoni u prezentazzjoni ta' Silvio Camilleri.